Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
By officiating the unproven theory that petroleum oil is a non-renewable fossil fuel, the oil companies were able to adjust the price accordingly, all the way into the peak oil scare that foretold the calamity of the world soon running out of oil, which further benefited the industry's oil pricing schemes. The wells never did go dry, and the ones once emptied filled back up. So the science we have today favors the abiotic theory over the fossil fuel theory, which is that oil is a natural, renewable component of our ecosystem. And we see this in our oceans, underwater methane lakes deep beneath the surface, with their own unique, thriving ecosystems. And so the story changed from the world will soon run out of oil to the world will most certainly end if we don't stop using oil. And because nobody seems to know what science is anymore, and most people just do as they're told, the world is about to end for millions of people, and probably more, because our civilization is built upon fossil fuels, and the powers that be are turning them off. Winter is coming, and Germany is set to be very cold. Angela Merkel saved her political career by appeasing the anti-nuclear movement and shutting down Germany's nuclear power. Out of 17 plants, they have already shut down 11 and are still in the process of shutting down the rest, removing 25% of their power without anything to replace it, because their Green Deal turned out to be a failure. After all the hype, Germany's dependence on fossil fuel is at 76%, so they are temporarily switching back to coal and oil. But that's a real problem, because they've neglected their own fuel industry and become dependent upon Russia's. And the German government would rather have the country freeze to death than buy fuel from Russia. The German economy is based on highly innovative production, which requires a great deal of energy that they no longer produce. And so running out of fuel will quickly collapse the German economy, which will cause a tsunami of economic destruction throughout the EU and the world. And the German government is letting it happen. They could leave some nuclear plants online, but they still plan on shutting it all down by the end of this year to stay green. Some anti-carbon environmentalists are saying that nuclear power is the greenest option. And maybe that's true, but none of their schemes add up. So far, the green agenda has only successfully accomplished making people feel good about themselves while they destroy their own society. The EU and Britain are actually reverting back to burning wood as fuel and claim that it is carbon neutral, which is a lie. Societies have steadily evolved towards a cleaner, more efficient energy, starting from wood, the least clean and efficient, and moving to coal, followed by oil and gas. And now, nearly 40% of Europe's renewable energy is wood, which mostly comes from clear-cutting forests in the United States. This new Green Deal is a complete lie. It's just another part of the creepy elite's great reset. These elite bloodlines want a new cashless society, but one more like the Middle Ages, which for these spoiled inbreds is the good old days. And if they succeed, it looks like Germany will get there first. And in the midst of all this chaos, the German government is focused on allowing children age 14 and older to change their gender and first names without parental permission once a year for as often as they want. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Rees.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order, is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light. We have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset, and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the articles, share the videos, and please fund us. We'll get great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, T-shirts, great supplements, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom. And pray for the children, and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, folks, coming up in a minute, we've got exclusive footage inside the Austin courtroom of the Kangaroo Court that nobody has seen yet. This is coming up in just a moment. You're definitely going to want to watch this. Satire alert. Those that know what satire is, this is a joke coming up. Robert, I want to finish up with the Kangaroo Court and move into world politics. The big primaries last night, Biden, the war, the economy. But let's read a few tweets that are at the top. These are some of the top tweets, millions of retweets total. Robert Barnes says, hate Alex Jones all you want, but no one should welcome a trial that tramples the First Amendment, punishes speech about the Second Amendment, ignores due process under the Fifth Amendment, denies a trial by jury on truth under the Seventh Amendment, and violates AC privilege, attorney-client privilege. Here is Jordan Chantel. The Alex Jones Show trial is a preview of what the regime intends to do to anyone and everyone who doesn't conform to the narrative. Dr. Darren J. Beatty, regime is thirsting for precedent in Alex Jones' case, so no one can question official narratives on the Internet again as it comes out, they stage January 6th. Election Wizard says, what the Texas justice system is doing to Alex Jones isn't justice, it's wrong. Another commenter says, the Alex Jones trial appears to be nothing short of a kangaroo court at this point. Scott Adams says, Joe Biden has done everything Alex Jones is accused of doing in the San Diego trial, making up stories that demonize specific citizens in a dangerous way, find people, hoax, Russian collusion, insurrection hoax, name three. The first one won Biden the presidency. COVID-1984 says, regardless of what you think about Alex Jones, please remember, he was the canary in the coal mine for online censorship. They deplatformed him, and many were okay with it at the time. How many people have been deplatformed since? Is this trial setting another new precedent? And it just goes on from there. Robert Barnes, your take on that, and we have a clip from the trial today.
I mean, I think what you're seeing and witnessing is a travesty of justice, but it's a precedent that is very perilous for ordinary people's constitutional liberties and rights. Because if they can do this to Alex Jones, then they will do it to everyone else. This is what we said back in 2018. And what happened? 2 years later, the president of the United States was deplatformed across social media. So what they're doing here is showing that they can weaponize the legal system the way the old Southern sheriffs used to do in the 1950s and 1960s to suppress civil rights dissident speech, where they weaponized the local judicial system to create crazy verdicts and judgments in politically motivated cases that were contaminated by lack of due process and trial by jury. Here we're seeing the same thing, but on an entirely different scale. I have not seen a case that is so that has no regard for the rules that govern the rule of law. I mean, just as one simple example, just the other day they played a tiny clip of my prior presentation. They failed to present the full context. That's a violation of the rule of complete.
They played a five-second clip.
Five-second clip, completely out of context. Wouldn't play the whole clip because the whole clip would actually undermine, of course, their case. The rule of completeness under the federal rules and state rules of evidence requires that they play the whole clip.
And let's be clear. They played a clip of me out of context saying, I believe the kids died and I apologized. Edited to say I thought they didn't die, basically, and the judge wouldn't let us play the actual segment.
Exactly. So you've had complete, by their own definition, altered video evidence allowed to come in that creates a fake news story out of this theater of a trial for the future documentary that's going to be made that will be based on misinformation in the courtroom because only one side was allowed to be presented, only one side, and that one side often had altered videos. And just as another example, the court suggested that somehow any statement ever made on InfoWars is a statement of InfoWars. That's never been the case. In order for there to be party opponent admission exception to hearsay evidence, the person has to be a corporate officer and authorized individual. Not everything said on CNN makes CNN responsible for that statement. The same is true here. My statements are my own statements.
Well, I don't know Piers Morgan. That's not their statements.
Exactly. That would be like them suing Piers Morgan and blaming Piers Morgan for what you said in the interview with him. That's how. That has never been the rule of law. That has never been the rule of evidence.
How have they gotten the judge, who they just made the head judge of Connecticut, the one persecuting us? She has been made the head judge of Connecticut. How do they get these judges to do this?
I think it's in part because the professional class has a class prejudice and bias against populist voices that challenge institutional narratives. That's part of it. The other part of it is there's a culture of authoritarianism within our judiciary that's very dangerous to liberty, always has been going back many centuries.
That's right. Let's look at a few of these headlines. It's on InfoWars.com. Exclusive. The truth about the Alex Jones phone records, and we have the actual documents there for you, InfoWars.com. Get those and spread them. Here's the actual court filing on what really happened. Exclusive. January 6th committee prepares to subpoena Alex Jones' text and emails. It happened before January 6th, a little fragment of stuff they have. It's not my phone. And it goes on and on and on. So they are really, really panicked. What do you think, in the next minute before we play this clip, of their attempt to claim I'm involved in perjury when I gave my phones over to the lawyers?
There's no evidence whatsoever of perjury. Alex Jones was innocent, is innocent, and will stay innocent. They can attempt to railroad any court proceedings that they want. It won't change that reality. You talk about a gotcha moment. When you set up a gotcha moment, you're supposed to be an actual gotcha at the end of it. There was no gotcha. It was, look at this, and this didn't relate to anything that you had said. It related to things that didn't even relate to Sandy Hook. So just because the word Sandy Hook were in it, well, there's like 50 different Sandy Hooks across America in terms of towns. So it had no bearing on it. There's no evidence of perjury. There never was any evidence of perjury. That's why they just have a headline of him making the accusation, but no substantive evidence because it didn't happen. It's another fake news narrative about this.
That's right. We're going to shift gears into the big primaries that happened last night, Biden, Ukraine, and so much more. But here is actual footage. No, I'm joking. This is satire. This is less tyrannical than what we're actually facing. Here it is from the great Mike Judge's film, Idiocracy, and we'll be right back.
He would soon discover that in the future, justice was not only blind, but had become rather retarded as well.
I'm fixing to commensurate this trial here. We gonna see if we can come up with a verdict up in here. Now, since y'all say you ain't got no money, we have proprietarily obtained for you one of them court-appointed lawyers. So put your hands together and give it up for Rico Pendejo.
You're my lawyer?
Says here you robbed a hospital. Why'd you do that?
Yeah, I'm not guilty.
That's not what the other lawyer said.
I mean, listen, you got to get me on the stand, okay? I can explain everything. We can take him to your house. We'll show him the pod that I came here.
Get up! Now, prosecutor, why you think you done it?
Okay, number one, Your Honor, just look at him.
He talks like a fox, too.
And B, we've got all this, like, evidence of how, like, this guy didn't even pay at the hospital. And I heard that he doesn't even have his tattoo. I know, and I'm off. You gotta be shitting me. But check this out, man. Judge should be like, guilty. Peace.
What are you objectifying on?
Come on, just get me on the stand.
Okay. Your Honor, I object that this guy also broke my apartment. And you know what else? I object that he's not going to have any money to pay me after he pays back all the money he stole from the hospital.
Don't say I stole. You're my lawyer.
And I object that he interrupted interrupted me while I was watching Oh My Ball! That is not okay! And I rushed my case!
Your Honor, I'm pretty sure we have a mistrial here, sir.
I'm gonna mistrial my foot up your ass, you don't shut up.
Please listen.
Please listen.
I didn't steal anything. I was part of an army experience.
Joe stated his case logically and passionately, but his perceived effeminate voice only drew big gales of stupid laughter.
Get it!
There you go. So they think they've got me on trial. As you said, they're on trial.
Has been on trial in this case from the get-go, and unfortunately the verdict is in already on that, and the justice system has failed its constitutional requirements and obligations.
All right, let's shift gears out of the kangaroo court they've got going on in Austin, Texas with a railroad operation. All railroads and kangaroos into the big picture. We're kicking ass. The New World Order's in trouble, and that's why they're crapping the bed. I'm Alex Jones with Band.Video and Infowars.com. Fighting through the fog, never surrendering.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Shift gears to another big subject here. Bobby Barnes. Alex Jones here, back live. I can ask a lot of questions, but first, what is front and center for you?
I think the risk for Taiwan of war coming has gone way, way up because of Nancy Pelosi's drunken Asian tour. So, you look at it, Alexander McCorris of the Duran was pointing out that the great Chinese concern is not Taiwanese independence, but is a NATO or U.S. military base in Taiwan, or them having weapons that they would consider the West threatening China rather than the other way around.
And but so she said they're just scared of a woman. No, they've always threatened if any top-tier leader, a Speaker of the House, a Senate Majority Leader, or a President went, it was war.
Exactly. And this goes back, we know the history. In the early 1800s, China, experienced one of its unparalleled, unprecedented events at the time, which was being devastated by the Opium Wars and foreign powers taking them apart in ways they had never really experienced.
For those who don't know, describe it. It was like in 12 different sectors, the French sector, the British sector, the U.S. sector, the German sector, the Dutch sector. I mean, that country got very humiliated.
Oh, for a century, from about 1820, 1830 to about really the 1940s, when Saigon literally had four different sectors run by four different countries, its own prime city, its cultural beacon, was taken apart by colonial powers. That was taking place. The Opium Wars, basically the British forced drugs onto the Chinese population.
And used that to take over.
Absolutely. And so they remember that. They remember the humiliation of it.
And the same thing's been done to us.
Oh, absolutely.
And now the Chinese ship fentanyl is a return.
Oh, exactly. They consider
they think a 200-year plan.
It's a return favor. Yeah, they do. They're patient. They're very patient. And because of that, what they're talking about, I think you're not going to see an invasion of Taiwan. You're more likely to see a blockade of Taiwan because they can surround. They're already doing war games today where they're showing how they can do a blockade, how they could shut down the air traffic, shut down the sea traffic. Taiwan's entirely dependent on China for its economy. They could crush Taiwan overnight. And what they're suggesting is that they will do so if they think the Biden administration will stumble and bumble into some global war. And the Biden administration is not ready to defend Taiwan, is not ready to wage war on China. We shouldn't be even, like Trump said, why are we messing around with the possibility of a nuclear war with another nuclear power? We should be focused on limiting China's social influence, limiting China's economic...
Not letting them buy farmland next to every military base.
Exactly. Not letting them...
And openly putting up spy towers.
And not letting...
There are going to be SWAT teams in there right now.
Oh, completely.
If I set up a spy tower by a military base, which I would never do, I would be SWAT teamed in a week.
Oh,
the Pentagon knows that's going on.
Yeah, you'd be SWATed the very next day. And so that's what's taking place, and they should know better. But instead,
why are they letting the Chinese set up spy bases everywhere?
I mean, I think there's conflicting. They want China to be their subservient little factory worker. And because China's not willing to be so, that's why you saw George Soros last year call for regime change against Xi. They like the China Communist Party model. They just want them to be subservient to the globalist agenda and not have their own independent agenda. And they think they can cause regime change just like they thought they could do in Russia. But they're willing to risk global conflict, global war, global
famine. But honestly, China's even bigger foe than Russia.
Oh, no doubt about it. Well, you now have Russia investigating whether or not the COVID-19 was connected to a U.S. aid program in Wuhan. Russia has announced that they're inquiring whether or not the evidence that they've discovered from biolabs in Ukraine has led to additional information that may implicate Fauci and other connected parties.
While there's congressional hearings finding the same thing. So why are the globalists starting fights with the Midwest, conservatives, rural people, factory workers, blue-collar workers, the Russians, the Chinese, trying to cut off people's beef? I mean, if I wanted to be a bad guy, I would do what Klaus Schwab's doing.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. He's like he's a poster boy for evil. But I think the nature of what their objectives are is their arrogance. You have kind of intellectual.
No, it's total arrogance. They're in their private jet trillionaire bubble.
Exactly. And you have intellectual incest. It's like the Habsburg Empire at the end. Remember when their jaws were going like this and everything was messed up because the uncles kept marrying the nieces, kind of like the Egyptians at the end. You can't marry in your family that long. You can't have too many trees.
And with that, genetically comes mental illness and arrogance.
Exactly. And what happened to the Austro-Hungarian Empire, along with the Ottoman Empire, within 4 years, between 1917 and 1921, disappeared four, five, six centuries off that they had been established off the planet. And so you're seeing the same thing now. You have the same group of people at the top that don't know what they're doing, that are willing to bumble and stumble us into war because their arrogance, either incompetence, exceeds even their
arrogance. And then they send Pelosi to project power. I mean, if Trump went to Taiwan, the Chinese would have rolled over and crapped their britches because they would have thought, wow, they really mean war. Right. They send her, it's enticing them to war.
Yeah, it's a bumbling, stumbling effect at trying to control someone that they've unleashed. They unleashed China. They took China from 5% of global manufacturing in 2000.
No electricity.
Exactly. To 25% of global manufacturing now. They are the leading manufacturing supplier in the world. They control and monopolize many of the supply chains of essential ingredients in the world. What they need are fuel and food. And guess what Biden administration has just
He's
done?
He's cut our power off while shipping a roll to them.
Exactly. And align China deeper with Russia. This means that, you know, where can they get fuel? From Russia. Where can they get food? From Russia. Where can they get fertilizer? From Russia.
Because General Flynn was right. Go get the Russians on our side, defeat China. That was the obvious smart move, but that wasn't done.
They've done just the opposite. They reversed the equation so that now China and Russia are closer together than they've ever been before. And the net effect of this is America is weaker and more at risk than ever before.
I agree the global minions are dumb, but the higher-ups know what they're doing. I mean, it might be, why do you think they're doing something so bad?
I think there are people that do understand what they're doing, but they misread the landscape. So the few that do read the landscape, remember Kissinger went to the World Economic Forum and said, time to get out of Ukraine. You know, we got to get an exit ramp. This isn't going the way we wanted to. But those people don't control. Right now, the Biden administration is what happens when idiocracy becomes
real.
That's
right. 3 months ago, in the same week, first the Pope and then Kissinger said, we started it, get out, it's wrong. Which isn't because they didn't want to take over Russia. They know they're losing like Napoleon or Hitler.
Exactly. They understood they had to get out. It didn't work. It backfired. It was undermining the globalist agenda around the globe. But it's too late because what happens when you put idiocracy in actual power? We have a dementia candidate as president. Planted the seeds
Hitler.
For global central domination in terms of banking and finance.
Communism.
Federal Reserve Act, communism, fascism, Nazism, all were a product of the decisions they made in 1912.
And I agree. Mainline top historians admit we're in a World War I scenario right now.
That's exactly what we are. And we have the same kind of incompetent, corrupt elites who are willing to bumble and stumble us into global war and global famine in order to achieve their denuded and diluted objectives.
Wow. Is there a way out of it? Robert Barnes will give his great historical gravitas on this, and we'll look at the big primaries that happened yesterday and the exit strategy for Biden and so much more, and some great stuff DeSantis has been doing straight ahead.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light. You have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset, and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the article, share the videos, and please fund us. We'll get you great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, T-shirts, great supplements, vitamin fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom and pray for the children and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Some big news to break right now, but you already heard this for over a year here, so you're not going to be surprised. Plus, you don't need me to tell you this. You know in your gut. We'll break it here in a second. But first off, during the little break, I went up back and got another cup of coffee, and I was thinking, why do I feel so weird? And why do I feel so calm and not worried about this jury out with them asking now for $3 billion? It was $150 million yesterday. In the afternoon, they asked for $3 billion. They say I make $300 million a year, and I'm sitting there, it's like $2 million a year, and then I pay for all these lawyer fees and have nothing. In fact, I haven't been paid in over a year. In the bankruptcy, that's going to come out. Like, wow, Jones has never paid himself in over a year trying to keep things afloat and sold everything he had, his main house, everything. Because obviously I love this place. I love my crew. I love the listeners, what we're doing. But I was sitting there during the break while the coffee was brewing, getting a cup, and I was thinking, what is this weird feeling I'm having? And it's this. Why am I not worried about me? Because the whole world's collapsing. 64 million people, the UN estimates, in the last 32 months starved to death from the lockdowns. I'm not a starving African or somebody in Venezuela. And I feel sorry for those people because I know I'm next. And so things are so bad. Doom is so insane that my problems are minor compared to other people's. But why are we important? Because we're exposing who's doing it and trying to stop it. And that's why we're precious. And that's why you're precious. So I'm going to tell you bottom line. It's been a long fight. And back in 2016, I just finished a divorce. I had almost no money, about $300,000 in the bank. And with the type of bills I have and things, that's nothing. But my divorce was over. You know, took care of my ex-wife. The court ordered it. Everything we had. I had to buy her out of the business. But back then, if I would have tried to push products like I do now, we would have had hundreds of millions of dollars in surplus, but I didn't. And so I have this guilt when I get up here and I say, we are down to the wire. We could lay off people in a month. We could start shutting down if you don't support us. Well, I've been in such a long battle the last 4 years that A, I get mad I didn't try to make more money back when I could, when we weren't deplatformed. And then B, a part of me just wants to just say, okay, I've done my job. I tried, but I can't give up. So I have to come and beg you. And I'm begging you, because I don't want to give up, and I know you don't want to give up, to really understand, don't listen to them. We don't make $70 million a year gross, and we sell products, so it's only part of that's profit. I don't have anything in any comparison to what they're claiming. I don't do this for money. I was offered Glenn Beck's job before he was created. You see, we have the number one political book right now, the number one political film right now. I don't even make money off that film, other than the DVD sales we have here. And I'm not bitching. I'm just saying, if I was trying to make money, the Kissinger Group tried to hire me in front of my producers 15 years ago. I'm dedicated to you. And this long battle, people kind of get used to Alex Jones is always there, and I've had family members who were just really cool, like my dad's favorite uncle. He had four uncles and his dad. So my great-grandmother, Moon Jones, she was a Comanche Indian, she was about 75% Comanche, beautiful woman. She was alive when I was a little kid. And she had five sons. And my dad's favorite was the youngest, the baby, Leonard Jones. And, man, he was a badass. They all looked like John Wayne. I mean, you'd see him. They looked better than John Wayne. It was like, when I was a kid, like, what the hell are these guys? These guys would walk in the room, all like 6'3", freaking dark skin, blue eyes, black, slick back hair. It's like, damn, these are the men that just arrived. I'm like, men are getting weaker? I'm like way weaker than those dudes. They were like badasses. Like my grandfather was like at one point like the Army boxing champion. And I would sit there and see these guys. And the reason I raise that is I see how far we've fallen and what we've become. And it absolutely disgusts me to see what these men fought for and what they were and what they did. And to see us losing all that makes me disgusted. And I forget the main point I was going to make about it. It's just this, that a lot of people fought for the freedoms we've got right now. And everything they built and everything they did is being flushed down the toilet. And I started telling the story about my dad's favorite uncle. And I forget the story I was even going to tell. Maybe it'll pop back in my head in a second, and I'll tell it next segment. But It's just, I can't let them down. These were good men and women. These were good people, and they were the salt of the earth. And if we had them now, if we had your grandparents and great-grandparents right now, we wouldn't be in this position, ladies and gentlemen. Barnes, I'm ranting here. What do you want to get into next?
No, I mean, I think it's a good point. And I think some people had asked, should they continue to be supporting InfoWars, given all of the things that are going on? And the answer is yes. And the beauty of the InfoWarsStore.com is it's something that makes you healthier, wealthier, and wiser, regardless of the circumstances. So that's the utility of it. There's something on there that you can find that is good for you. It was amazing watching this trial where they were critical of this. And I was telling somebody, big media is backed by big pharma. Big media sells products that they have no idea. They can't vouch for them. They can't vet them. And often they're bad for people. They make people's lives worse. The food quality is decreasing our cognitive capabilities collectively across the globe, trying to create a real-world idiocracy. So the genius and beauty of InfoWars' model is you go to something that has been vetted, that can be vouched for conscientiously, and that does make you a better person, that does make you a healthier person, that does make you a wealthier person, because you're able to buy products, substitute for things you already are using or need to use, you get it at competitive pricing, and in the process you support independent content creation, free of big pharma, free of big corporate sugar daddies, free of corporate control, free of the censorship that also comes with that. And it is empowering. That is a model that can be replicated all across the world.
And Barnes, 4 years ago I had you with an outside law firm look at our books, and what did you find? We don't have a bunch of extra money.
If you were worth $300 million, you wouldn't be here. I mean, that's the reality of it, right? I mean, the reality of it is then you can buy politicians. You can buy all the lawyers you want. You can buy all the defense you want. You can buy all the press you want. You can buy all the coverage you want. You are not an easy, capable target. You're only a target because you're an authentic, independent, dissident voice, and because you don't have tons of money, but instead reinvest it constantly in the ability to get the message out, platforming new audiences, platforming new speakers, platforming new content creators to make sure that new independent information gets shared. And they just saw the political effect of that. The lead resistance to the lockdowns, to the mandates, to all of the illicit attempts to violate our core rights, to put us under mass house arrest and strip us of every constitutional liberty, was the audience. This is an audience-empowering network. This puts power back to the people, and that's why they are so terrified of it and are willing to weaponize the legal system to try to censor and suppress it.
I got a lot of news I want to hit with you, and we'll take a little bit of the next hour away from the next guest host because I want to hit the midterms. I want to hit Russia and Ukraine. I want to hit these DeSantis clips. I want to cover what else you want to get to.
Oh, we got to talk about economic news. I mean, the Fed continues to sink the economy. They may blow up the stock market, blow the housing market in the name of curing inflation that was caused because they kept printing. We will see with Ukraine. Ukraine is collapsing. The question is, how quickly does Zelensky golden parachute out to his nice condos in Miami and all that money that was detailed in the Pandora Papers comes back to him? How much of the deep state of the Ukraine aid is just a deep state black book budget that is actually going back to deep state operators to undermine us here in America? That's just part of it.
I just love America. I can't stand them hating it and killing it.
Oh, of course. And it's important people remember, if you hold the line, the front of the line is the audience. That's why they can't stop and kill the American dream, because you continue to make it possible to live.
It's a war, folks.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Declare health emergency over monkeypox outbreak, mask, lockdowns, forced inoculations. It's all being announced. The blue states already started the new lockdowns, the new mask. Right ahead of the midterms, Robert Barnes.
Yeah, it's no surprise. That's, I mean, why I'm working with Bobby Kennedy to sue the FDA, challenging Children's Health Defense, challenging the FDA here in the Western District of Texas.
Bobby Barnes and Bobby Kennedy.
That's right, exactly. Maybe that's where they got the Bobby phraseology from. But the also suing in the Eastern District of Tennessee, also suing on behalf of Brooke Jackson against the Pfizer for its completely illicit ways in which it went about engaging in the clinical trials of the COVID-19 vaccines.
What do you make of Birch coming out and saying, we knew the vaccine didn't work? What a devastating admission.
Extraordinary. I mean, and we have to wonder, like, credit to the attorney generals of Louisiana and Missouri. Now those suits, by the way, are being joined by the people from the Great Barrington Declaration. They are now adding their own names to the suit against big tech with their collusion with government, particularly with Fauci and Birx and everyone else, trying to suppress independent medical information.
And now the head of Pfizer says, we didn't know it would work. We had courage and just did it. So you bought off our government and made a statement.
In fact, that's their defense. Their defense in the Brooke Jackson case is it doesn't matter if they forged information, if they fraudulently submitted certifications, if they lied under penalty of perjury, they submitted documents that were not truthful and accurate, even though those documents were required and material and essential to the contract being issued and the taxpayer money being spent, it doesn't matter because the government hasn't done anything about it afterwards. So the ordinary person, the taxpayers, according to Pfizer, can't seek any remedy or relief for their own criminal-level behavior involved in COVID-19 vaccinations solely as long as somebody at the Pentagon is wink-wink, nod-nod, in on it with them. That is the...
So they're claiming immunity.
Completely. And same thing. What is the FDA claiming? So we're suing on behalf of young children, as young as 6 months old, from being injected with this COVID-19 vaccine that is not the traditional definition of a vaccine.
And their studies out, it destroys their immune system.
Absolutely not safe. It's not
effective. And doesn't work.
Their own clinical testing doesn't allow them to say it's safe. Their own clinical testing doesn't allow them to say it's effective.
So what's the real agenda behind these shots? I mean, we know they're linked to infertility.
I think on the legal side, their main objective is simply to establish their right and their power over you.
That's right. A month ago, the FDA said, we may just start doing stuff without tests.
Exactly. In fact, they are actually declaring that future boosters are going to be approved without clinical testing in the same standard that has been previously required. So their goal is, hey, if we can't be sued, if the FDA can't be sued as long as they say emergency
power. Then why even have studies?
Exactly. They're just going to start scrapping them. And this is an FDA that turns around many of its key high-ranking employees and then go and work for the same big pharma.
So this is a revolution against due process and checks and balances and safety standards.
Absolutely. It's an attempt for the government to assert legal right.
And it was always the left that was for that. Now they're against it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I will take whatever corporations say immediately. That's liberal.
Exactly. They've become big pharma propagandists. And to the degree they're saying that they have the power. I mean, I had someone reach out to me in Texas yesterday that their wife is threatening, their ex-wife is threatening that if they don't agree to inoculate their 9-year-old child, that then there will be negative consequences to that parent's custodial rights. That's what's happening all across the country. So the goal and objective is to establish the legal principle and the legal precedent and the legal prerogative of the U.S. government to unilaterally declare that they own your body and your child's body and can put in it whatever they want, whenever they want, wherever they want, however they want.
That sounds like the ultimate cult to me.
Oh, no question. It's why, you know, this goes always back to the early 20th century, the Rockefeller Foundation's obsession and its connection to the Nazis. The whole goal was to be able to show the state's right to control your
body.
But
they cloak it in pink and purple hair and women judges and, oh, it's liberal.
Oh, absolutely. And they make it about health and safety and protecting.
We're going to cut yourself's testicles off. It's liberal.
Well, I mean, there were Jewish ghettos that you would drive into during World War II in some way. And part of the way they kept people from knowing what was going on in the Nazi oppression of those ghettos, particularly in parts of Poland, was they said, this is a quarantine zone. This is a public health danger. So they've often used the excuse and pretext of public health. Remember, they used it to take away the right of people to use natural medications while the Nazis were busy giving all of their soldiers in the Panzer Division as much crystal meth as they could possibly absorb. I mean, they were even handing out little chocolates with a little meth in it. I mean, just to get them drived up and roved up. So you have the state. The goal is the state's control of our public health, the state control of our public food, the state control of what goes in our body, and ultimately our body. Because if you don't own your body, what do you own? It's back to chattel slavery and the legal principles and purposes behind it. And they're trying to reinstate this neo-feudalism to recreate this new world order that puts them in elite power and strips us of all of our core freedoms.
That's right. It's a revolution against checks and balances and civilization. How do we counter it?
First, in the court of public information, there's a reason they're waging massive lawfare against Alex Jones and InfoWars, because this works. This worked when people rallied all across the nation against the lockdowns. It ultimately led to the reversal of those lockdowns. When people protested in mass against
mass. Now they're trying to bring them back.
Exactly. They're going to keep doing it because it's going to be a constant test, a constant tease. How much can we get away with? How much can we do? How much can we achieve? How much can we attain? It's back to the early 20th century. The big difference between now and then, when I tell people that this should be a white pill moment, not a black pill moment for what's going on in the world, is nobody fought for the Connie Bucks of the world. Nobody. She had compromised counsel that was really secretly working for the other side. Nobody cared about the women that had their lives taken away from them, their futures taken away from them, their ability to have children taken away from them, their having ancestral legacies taken away from them. Nobody fought for them. Nobody did. Today, millions of Americans, because they continue to share and support the information.
That's right. We've got major opposition. That's why they're so scared.
Oh, no doubt.
And they think they can destroy a few of us that'll intimidate everybody. I've noticed the more I fight, the more we inspire people.
Oh, yes. It's very much Dylan Thomas-esque. I told people at the very beginning of all this is that those who believe that, you know, Alex Jones will simply go gently into that good night and not rage against the dying of the light, as Dylan Thomas so eloquently stated for his father on his deathbed, is someone that's misunderstood who Alex Jones is and what InfoWars is about. But as important, what its audience is about. This has been a half decade now of smear campaigns, lies, libels, defamation, attacks, attempts to deplatform, attempts to deperson the individual.
Dirty tricks.
Every one imaginable, and they have all failed to deter the audience from continuing.
Because the audience is our will. I'm just here. If you want the fight to continue, we need you to share the articles and videos, pray for the broadcast, and buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm leaving it all in the field. I've done everything I can. I love the crew. I love what we're doing, but we are literally treading water right now and starting to duck under the water a little bit and start swallowing some water. So we need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com now. You need Vitamin Mineral Fusion. You need Bodies. You need Diet Force. You need the great Super Blue toothpaste and the other great toothpaste, the Coral Calcium Whitening toothpaste we have, and the great activated charcoal toothpaste. You need all these products like X2 and Ultra 12 and Brain Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. Without you, we will be shut down. These are products you need. I'm telling you, we need support now. We are in your hands. You are in our hands together collectively.
Well, as my great-granddaddy's Colonel Prescott said at Beacon at Bunker Hill, don't shoot until you see the whites of their eyes. And that same principle and premise is what the audience has kept and sustained and maintained.
And now we're to the point, not literally shooting, but they're the whites, the eyes are here.
Exactly.
The world government's out in the open. They're taking over. Now is the time for full activation.
Right.
You can't do that better than spreading the word about this broadcast and keeping us on air.
Exactly. Fight back by sharing information. Fight back by supporting InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com, which makes yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser in the process. People ask me sometimes, how can you support different products? Because I've been buying them for years, because I like the products, because they're good products, because they make us better. That's why. It's simple.
Well, the highest-end nutraceuticals out there. Let me ask you this the last 5 minutes before Paul Joseph Watson takes over. We'll get some of it now, but what about the big primaries we saw yesterday? Populist sweeping to victory.
I mean, big, big news. I mean, well, I hope Joe Kent will be able to come back in Washington. There's always anomalies in Washington because they have a lot of mail-in balloting and mail-in balloting. As the New York Times said in 2012 in August, is an open door to various forms of shenanigans. But luck, good news for Blake Masters in Arizona. Good news for John Gibbs in Michigan. Good news for Kerry Lake in Arizona. Good news for Eric Schmidt in Missouri. Hopefully these populist candidates or candidates that made populist promises during their campaigns will keep those promises and will continue to revolutionize American politics and take over the Republican Party and return it to its populist, constitutionally oriented roots in ways that can be meaningfully impactful for our future going forward.
Absolutely. How do people find your own syndicated show that's so popular?
Sure. So if anybody wants to find any of the content, there's still templates up for people who may need them if there's going to be another round of vaccine mandates or another round of mask mandates. So I recommend that you go to vivabarneslaw.locals.com. That's vivabarneslaw.locals.com, and that's where you can find everything.
Well, I appreciate you in round one of these show trials being here. And it's a real jury, folks. But the judge has already told him I'm guilty 20-something times. So the jury's out. Well, obviously, if tonight it breaks, we'll be here. If it's tomorrow, we'll be here, hopefully. But they're trying to shut us down. We have a plan to stay on air, but we need your support right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.